Hi, Tom. Thanks for joining me. Do I have your permission to record this call for quality assurance?
Definitely.
Excellent. So to start off, you have a long career in customer experience industry. Can you give our readers some insight into your background, where you started, and how you got to where you are today?
Sure. I've held various management roles in the contact center and customer experience area, starting back with Sears Catalog. And from there, I moved on to a DSL startup at the pre-IPO stage and have since worked across companies serving a broad set of consumer and business clients in individual health insurance, insurance brokerage for affinity programs, application processing, underwriting technologies, and consumer medical risk management and member outreach programs. At those companies, I directed individual contact centers, large contact centers, ran call center vertical support areas like workforce management, human resources and training. I've also designed software and headed up project management and software development teams. And in most of these roles, I had one foot in operations and the other in technology, always trying to drive technology to better serve agents and customers with the right blend of people, process, and technology to deliver on the ideal customer experience. So for the last 12 years, my efforts have been primarily focused on creating and implementing software solutions that improve customer experience and contact center performance. And prior to joining Vistio as the head of operations, I was consulting in the customer experience practice of a leading management consulting firm.
That's an impressive background. How do you keep on top of current trends, and what resources do you rely on to ensure you have your finger on the pulse of the industry?
I find information from a number of sources, always looking for interesting and relevant content, contact center industry groups, former and current colleagues, people in my network. I follow a number of companies and groups on LinkedIn, which provides some excellent content, and webinars are also a great source. I also find that, the interactions we have with clients are just an outstanding source of information because every operation is doing something different and interesting in their customer experience operations, whether it's an approach to how they manage, train, build an internal culture, or the technology they use to drive customer engagement, quality, CSAT, et cetera. So searching online and reading about the industry and technology is also helpful. Based on other articles I've seen or discussions that I've been a part of or something I've heard about, become curious about, I try to carve out time to just go online and search for information on contact center technologies and operations to ensure that, that's part of my weekly routine.
Can you share a little more about your day-to-day role and responsibilities here at Vistio?
Sure. Along with our team of business solution architects, I oversee all of our client services activities. This involves managing the client relationship, project management, planning, and resource management. I am regularly also in discussions on our software evolution. Our team has a strong focus on spending a great deal of time in growing ongoing relationships with our clients as we implement and build out a long-term partnership. Our solution is always evolving to align with the needs of the business to improve agent and customer experience. So we remain engaged with our clients throughout the entirety of their use of our technology. And we achieve this relationship through recurring meetings, team meetings that we conduct with our client resources, typically leaders in training, operations, and quality areas, to grow our knowledge of their business and its challenges, which helps us continue to bring value to the partnership and to adapt our technology to better serve the users.
Very good. Here's a long one. Throughout your long career in customer experience management and software technology, what are the main pain points you have seen from an agent's perspective, manager perspective, risk management perspective, and quality assurance perspective? I know that's a lofty question.
That's okay. From an agent's perspective, I think, you know, agents are smart, capable, and I think most agents want to do a good job. Typically, training is too focused on procedures and not focused enough on customer engagement skills. Processes are overly complex, and technology doesn't work as well as it should for them. And that puts them in a tough spot trying to serve customers. They actually have the most important role in managing the customer relationship for a company. And sometimes they are the only person a customer may ever speak with in a company. So that's something that I think is lost on people when managing operations, that you forget about really where are these touch points. And their role is critical, but often it's not seen for its level of difficulty. And moving on to the manager perspective, I guess I'd refer back and ask you to remember how I just said that agents have a very tough job. Trying to manage a large group of agents to achieve consistent performance, create a consistent customer experience, create a culture and environment that causes people to want to show up every day for work while also achieving aggressive business goals. That's what's on the plate for a manager. And that is not an easy job there. Managers spend a lot of time evaluating performance and coming up with ideas to try to move the bar on critical metrics. But I think a lot of the time, they end up trying things without a great deal of confidence that a particular approach will truly pay off. You know, managers tend to be strong proponents of bringing in new technology into the equation, but even when the organization invests in technology, often the technology doesn't ultimately deliver as expected. From a risk management and quality assurance perspective, I think being at the center of identifying failure points in the customer experience is a unique role. Often, the teams working in these areas feel quite removed from the operations and training teams, and therefore, I think they tend to question what impact they can have on improving customer experience. They understand the processes and procedures better than anyone in the company, typically, and while they are experts on what is working well, where performance fails, and risk creeps in, they often feel unable to have an impact on improving performance. Thinking of the customer experience, actions that create risk and poor quality are often driven by complex process procedures, poor technology, limited training, or a lack of understanding by the agent regarding the risk of a mishandled interaction. And so this team really sits at the core from an information standpoint, but really utilizing their experience and knowledge and having them be part of a solution is really important.
What are some of the tried and true solutions to these issues that you have just mentioned above that you have seen solve these issues time and time again?
What's interesting to me is that while these groups are different, I think similar solutions work for each of the groups. Creating a collaborative team approach that fosters business literacy is a key because that ensures everyone understands the impacts to each role in the process and each area in the organization, and most importantly, that everyone understands the customer impacts. These groups should work together to solve problems and craft solutions, and typically the associates on these teams will thrive if they're allowed to participate in these sort of problem-solving activities in a collaborative approach. The key here is allocating time to invest in agent focus groups and targeted groups of team members who are tasked with solving specific customer experience issues. Sometimes a solution may be a simple process change or a tweak to existing technology or training, but more often the solutions involve a view on all areas that can influence performance, and that means training, technology, agent experience, software, et cetera. So I think one of the big misses across contact center leadership is not truly understanding how complicated an agent's job is, given the tool set provided to an agent and the procedures they are required to follow. Leadership is often too focused on SLAs and performance metrics without fully understanding what is happening on customer calls and why it's ultimately impacting their metrics.
Great answer. What are some examples of how technology has changed or impacted the industry, both positive and negative?
Positively, I think technology has allowed more self-service options and multiple channels to interact with a company. And technology can make the job of servicing customers easier and allow for the delivery of a more consistent customer experience. The software available to contact centers has matured and evolved considerably over the past 30 years, and it's always changing. And that has added numerous capabilities which create the possibility for always improving on customer experience. On the other end of the spectrum, negatively, I would say self-service technology in many cases fails to resolve customer needs, leading to frustration and the need to talk to a live person. And then once that occurs, a customer often has to strategically navigate an IVR in order to reach a live person. So I think it's technology really presents a double-edged sword, which can drive positives and negatives in the contact center space.
I really like how you said technology can be a double-edged sword. I think that's a great analogy. What is something you wish more people understood about customer experience processes and best practices?
You have to continually evolve. Challenge the thinking on best practice in your organization. Although a best practice works well for other companies or may have been effective for you previously, the real world is always changing and you need to change with it. I think too many people believe implementing specific technologies will automatically align to best practice, reducing contact volume, eliminating quality issues, improving customer satisfaction. And technology can't really do that on its own. In every consumer-based transaction, regardless of the industry, the customer wants to invest minimal time to resolve a need they have. Whether this can happen through self-service, a live call, or a combination of methods, or best practice is finding the approach that works for your customers to take care of their needs with single contact interactions in full resolution.
Excellent. Here's the fun part. What career or practical advice do you have for people looking to grow their skills and impact the customer experience management field?
We're all customers, so we can all relate to outstanding customer experiences and poor customer experiences. Knowledge is key. If you don't understand within your process or technology what your customers are dealing with or what your agents are dealing with, you can't define the problem accurately in order to craft a viable solution. I think one of the most important things you can do is to gain people management experience. Managing my first contact center provided me invaluable management experience that I've applied over and over throughout my career. And it really is a people business. I think if you're treating your people properly and they feel valued, that translates in their interactions with customers. And so the people equation is something that is often not looked at for the magnitude it has on overall performance. And I think lastly, consistently investing time in managing and communicating with your team is critical. This develops your ability and your credibility to communicate, lead, advance relationships, and open up proactive interactions across your team. And this will always pay dividends, particularly when you're trying to solve complex business challenges that always benefit from multiple viewpoints.
Great. So Tom, if you could talk to your younger self, what would you warn yourself about or tell yourself to do differently in regards to your career?
Yeah, that's a tough question. I think I would tell myself to give computer science courses more of a chance. I admire people that can create something new, useful, game-changing with software or technology. I think those skills are so impressive and so critical to what we can do in driving customer experience, not to mention the value these skills bring to innovations across numerous industries, and the medical field being one of the most impactful in changing people's lives. And at the other end of the spectrum, 3D printed houses are also very cool. So when I think back to my college days, I would have liked to try to give it a little bit more of a chance than the first couple of computer classes I had that seemed like I was, trying to learn a foreign language.
So lastly, Tom, what advice do you have for professionals responsible for managing contact center floors and choosing the best tools to streamline their agents' processes, assuring great customer experience?
One of the most important things is investing the time to research and vet technology. You can't shortcut this. It's too risky. Nothing is better than finding someone who has used the technologies you are evaluating to give you a real-world assessment. There are always surprises with every vendor, but minimizing that risk by doing your homework and asking very detailed questions on functionality is critical. As well, finding a partner who will support you effectively after the implementation is equally important. Unfortunately, there's a lot of disparity in this area. There are technology partners that are leaders in their space that unfortunately don't deliver on the support post-implementation. I think as well, technology itself isn't a magic wand to solve all the business performance issues. We all get excited about what new technology can do, but it still needs to be implemented properly with the proper training of users and ongoing management of users to ensure they use the technology to its fullest. Commitment of an internal subject matter expert to become an expert on various pieces of technology is also very important to ensure that it's implemented correctly and used to its fullest capabilities. And I think there's also a common misconception that certain technology that allows customers to self-serve will automatically reduce call volume and increase CSAT. And that definitely can happen, but often adding self-service technology reduces calls in one area, but increases calls in other areas. And customers having access to multiple channels and various technologies that can be used to interact with the company generates more customer interactions with more frequency. I also think often leaders feel they've invested in technology and they expect to see metrics change rapidly. Choosing the correct solution, implementing that solution properly, and then modifying the operational pieces that play into technology's effectiveness are all critical pieces. Agents need to be informed of procedural changes and technology that is being implemented to ensure that they can execute correctly. And also, and this is a big miss, I think that is pretty frequent, agents should understand how solutions are supposed to function from the customer perspective. They frequently receive calls from customers who tried to interact with self-service technology but failed, and the agent has no view to that technology or any knowledge of how the self-service options are supposed to work for a customer. And finally, I would say, involving the entire team in solutioning, you will always be surprised by how much better your solutions are and how much more success you have in implementing those solutions when you incorporate those multiple perspectives and drive that understanding that everyone's perspective and contribution brings value to the organization's ultimate success.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Tom, for your insights, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you, Haley. It's been great spending time with you today.